Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee with Ryan Jones. Hi, Ryan.
What's your name again?
I'm so embarrassed. I forgot your name. Hello, Katie Pallotta.
Hello.
Well, first of all, let's get the big thing out of the way is how dare they interrupt my fantasy show with some stupid reality bullcrap. Two of the guys with the worst haircuts in the world shaking hands.
Not okay.
And I handled it all wrong because I thought this was just going to be an update at the top of the hour, that they were going to schedule it right at 8 o'clock. So I'm thinking, okay, I'll build up enough time. And then I started at, 8:40 or whatever, and it's just a show. Oh, crap. And it, obviously not knowing when it's going to happen. And then it does, and I got up to live TV. I had to watch live TV.
The worst.
What is happening in this world when you have to watch commercials?
That's the worst.
Yeah, and the cut-in was just so abrupt. You know, usually there's a dun-dun-dun-dun, breaking news or whatever.
They just cut right into it.
I actually got a countdown clock on mine. It was super creepy. Yeah,
really?
It was almost like state TV, actually. It was 3, 2, 1.
Oh, someone left a slug in there. They weren't supposed to do
exactly.
That.
Exactly. And then, yeah, it was... threw off the whole evening. Come on. Richard Marx, it's great. It's awesome.
Yes.
And then what is happening? Couldn't we just leave that to the news shows? Why do we got to put that on the middle of the greatest show ever?
Wait till 10.
Seriously. Well, where do we start? I guess we start at the beginning where people are wondering who's going to get the individual one-on-one date, but they're going to have to wait because we start with a group date a la Chris Harrison delivering the note.
The much-awaited Colton versus Tia coming face to face.
Drama. What I loved about this was, who's our moronic male model, Jordan?
Yes.
When he found out that it was going to be a spa thing, and at first he was like, oh yeah. But then the look of sheer abject horror on his face when he realized that he was going to be doing the work.
He played the game, though.
He did.
A really good
but this
job.
Is this...
Did you see for a moment
oh,
he thought
sure.
he was going to get pampered?
And I noticed it more because this is the second time that it has happened to him, because the first group date that he was on, he got to dress up in the tuxes.
Yeah.
And he was all excited about fashion, and then he had to do the obstacle course. So he was misled twice.
They're just effing with him at this point, aren't they?
You have to.
But he, to his credit, and I will not say this often because he's the worst.
Yeah.
He was A, number one, doing everyone's nails, the feet, the massaging of her feet. Like,
kept the nail polish on.
For sure. He was in it. He's still the worst. But at least he committed.
He is the worst. I have to say, there were a couple guys that called Becca a thing last night, and he was one of them. The way he said it was terrible. The way the other guy said it, I completely forgot it. But what he said was, when he's looking for what he's looking for in a woman, not only just a pretty and smart, but a beautiful smile, you know, you're something I would... Like, what you, she's not a thing, you moron.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're going to get with him.
Listen, Christine.
Shouldn't have really surprised
you're
you.
You're a good thing right now,
yeah,
but
you.
Let's move along to the rest of the group date, because what we need to talk about is the drama, and for once it did not involve Jordan.
Okay, so is Tia his first choice as far as Colton is concerned? Because I really get the impression that she is. He played it off well. He kept it together. He convinced Becca.
Yeah. I think he definitely would have rathered Tia as the bachelorette. And when it was brought up, I think you could kind of see with Tia that she was thinking that she was going to be the bachelorette too. And it kind of got... She kind of had some cold facial expressions towards... Every time it was mentioned, oh, well, you know, they thought that maybe you would be a front runner. Like, it was a possibility that you could have been the bachelorette, and then I was. So, how do I know that he wasn't going after you? And you could tell that she was like, oh, yeah, I mean, it could have been a possibility that I was going to be the bachelorette.
Get dumped. who else is the Bachelorette? Think about
it. Think of the timeline.
If Ari isn't a sleazeball sliding into DMs, we're not here talking about Becca. I think we're probably here talking about Tia's season.
Right. Yeah. Right.
There weren't a slew of good candidates, as we talked about. It certainly wasn't going to be Lauren.
Yeah.
Wow, good call. So they must have strung her along, and then when that whole mess happened, you know, during the end or post, really after the season had wrapped, the show had wrapped, then they decided, well, we need to make this right for Becca, which was a good call. But yes, so Tia must have.
And that's why when they were hanging out, Colton and Tia, now it made sense not to pursue anything anymore, and both of them talked about that. I'm in Colorado. You're in wherever, Alabama, wherever she's from. It doesn't make sense for this
she's
to be
Arkansas.
The Arkansas, thank you.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense to be a thing. But is he thinking, if I had 3 months to spend with her, where we're both in LA or around the world, then it wouldn't matter where we lived? Maybe.
Well, and it would have been one of those storylines that he would be making it far on Tia's season, and then it would come out saying that he knew Tia before. And then so it was probably set up to be that kind of situation. But then when it changed to be Becca for her season and he still got accepted for the show, they added in this whole
I was happy
part.
To see Becca, short hair Becca. Yeah. I was happy to see her again. She just lights up the screen no matter, you know.
She was so excited to be there.
Yeah, but she's so freaking cute. I just could watch her just being.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to want the drama, so the fact that he had any sort of relationship with Tia before helps his case. But that was another, I thought, good point that what are the odds that he was going to get picked to go on the show and go through all the levels to begin with? So that would also be a really long con if his ultimate goal is only Tia, and I'm only here for Tia, to go that far and go through that many steps. So I'm not totally sold that, oh, he was only there for Tia, because that's a really long play.
Well, on his part, but the producers could easily
for sure.
have manipulated that one. I mean, that's an easy play for them. For him, yes.
Because he doesn't have any say in it. He, you know, there are thousands of people that try out for this or whatever you want to call it. Submit.
So we're saying he got the call back from the producers because
it would be silly not to.
Tia was
but
not.
For him, he has no idea what his actual odds are of getting that far.
Yeah, I mean, he played it well, but I definitely think that there's something that could still be there between the two of them.
Okay.
Between Colton and Tia, because they were both,
thank you.
They made it not awkward, because it is an awkward situation for them, but
I'm not sold on Colton and Becca, personally. I'm not sold on them.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm not against Colton, but because he didn't really ask for this situation, I guess, if he didn't know who was going to be the Bachelorette, but still, it's still an awkward situation, but
You know who I really liked was the guy who she forgot his name and his hair was all slicked back, Jason.
Poor Jason.
But at first I didn't think much of him. Like, this always happens. Like, you don't think much or they're not shown enough. But then when he was sitting by himself at the table waiting for her to walk up and she revealed to us that she'd forgot, you know, she's like, oh my God, I forgot his name. He's sitting there and I don't know, he just kind of looked Tony Garcia right? The guy who played the Godfather in the fourth one, Andy Garcia.
Those don't count.
I know they don't count, but I'm looking at him like, he just looks so Godfather-ish.
He handled it really well, because there are a lot of these guys, and not just Jordan, I don't want to say that, most of these guys, who if that was them, they would have freaked out.
Yeah.
And then when someone would have poked fun at it, they would have totally lost their stuff, and he handled it perfectly. I've got thick skin. It's cool.
I know you have a lot going on.
And it was right after Colton, because he was the only one that knew about that relationship and that dynamic.
Right.
So, because the other guys at that point didn't know. That comes later. And so he realized the scenario and the whole Tia thing. So he played it really well.
Yeah, no, I'm on Team Jason right now.
Yeah, I like him.
I do too.
He's funny.
I really do. He was funny. He was chill. He was cool. He didn't get all upset about something. But what was it that you were going to add?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Jason. But it was funny how, because it sounded like each of the girls had time with the guys and asking them questions. And I'm surprised that they didn't really show that, because Becca mentioned it at like the after cocktail thing, like, oh, I know they were asking you a lot of questions, like what kind of stuff did they ask you? And but they didn't even show that, so maybe it wasn't that
interesting. It's funny you say that, because I thought I missed something, because I'm fast forwarding because I had to catch up.
Yeah.
And because I
thought I missed something too.
So
and I
rewound
went back.
It to say, okay, what did I go through a whole slug that I completely missed where they were asking questions? And I said, well, now I just wasted another 10 minutes rewinding and looking.
Yeah. I thought I missed something too, and I went back, but they didn't show any of it, so maybe it just wasn't good material.
Because even she said you answered all the questions well, meaning it was all fine. They just wanted to focus on.
But still, I mean, you have all these girls are established with us.
Yeah,
like you would have thought you'd given more time.
They didn't Chiron names. They didn't do anything, and so I'm writing down like, oh, who's there? And I'm missing someone. I'm looking like, who is it? And Becca actually made a note of saying, oh, I'm so happy to have everyone. Carolyn. I was like, oh, that's who it was. The girl who no one knows. Okay, cool. Like,
all
I knew all
girls.
The other ones.
Yeah, she was the one who tried to out Ari on the Women Tell All before we knew anything.
But. Right, but I love she has all her girls. I'm like, oh, these are your closest friends. Interesting.
These five girls that all dated the same man are your
best
friends. Exactly.
You guys were all best of friends. But yeah, so Jason, I'm a big fan. I like Jason.
And so does Becca. She said that she has a crush on him.
Yes.
Even though the whole name situation, but...
Maybe she had such a crush that she forgot his name. You know how love can do that to you. It makes you blind. It makes you forget things.
It's not.
Makes you not even know the person's name.
Right. But it's not as if she actually didn't know his name. It was a brain fart. How often do I think, hey, can you hand me my...
It's butterflies.
My phone. It's right there. Of course I know my phone. I know what phone is, but you just... Hey, Christine.
Do you, Ryan?
Katie. Yes, of course. Well, I know Katie's name. I didn't forget Katie's name, but sometimes it just goes blank.
I thought it
for,
was...
For some of us more than others.
To own up to it is the best way possible. You know, if you're ever in a situation where you've just met someone, the best thing to do is say, you know what? I know we just got introduced... And can you please help me out here? Like, she handled it in the best way possible.
And it's good for us, because I was the same way. If you would have asked us to go down, or I couldn't have told you his name was Jason.
I thought it was Andy Garcia.
And so now
he was really one of the only ones that were still kind of like, who's that again? But
Jason
now we
Mike.
Won't forget about
Jason
it.
And Mike were the two that
and Nick.
I remember Man Bun Mike easily.
Well, but if you can't see the man bun, that's the thing. If it's pulled back and not on top. If you're looking at the front, you can't see how long the hair is.
If it's low Natalie Portman in Black Swan ballerina style versus Kim Kardashian.
Whereas
high
Leo,
top.
No matter how he has the hair, I know it's Leo. I mean,
right.
That's easy.
Okay. Jordan. Jordan, what a schmuck with his, I mean.
4,000 matches on Tinder.
Why?
Good for you, son. Good for you.
What? But
100% success rate.
Well, that's not accurate, obviously.
But obviously, his quotes are pure gold because they just keep isolating them on the show. All of his ridiculous statements. I enjoy watching a good villain. He's playing into it.
That's all he is. He's there to cause drama. He's there to be Jordan, and he's being Jordan. That means talk about Tinder. That means... Make up words about professionality and face. And
I clean. I'm a golden retriever.
I can do anything.
He's there to try to say the right things to her, but then also rile things up with the guys. Please.
To her credit, she doesn't really play into his BS. She kind of just shoulder shrugs it, knowing that she just...
You can definitely see that.
Put up with it for a little bit longer.
And there's nothing there between them.
No.
It's not even... At least with Nick and Corinne, there was this sexual spark.
Yep.
I mean, that was obvious.
Yeah.
With these two...
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's such a waste. And so whenever they get to a point where she's allowed to send him home, and we don't know this week because, of course, why would they give us a rose ceremony? It's going to be soon because he just, other than stirring the pot, he serves no purpose.
No.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Richard Marks. And when they were walking down the hall, okay, first of all, Capitol Records building is a legendary building, and I do love the fact that they ticked off all of the famous names who have recorded there. And if you don't know the cool thing about Capitol Records building, this is like, you know, our inside stuff that we kind of audio cool stuff that we like. It's round and it's acoustically naturally sound the way it's built. Like, it was the room where Frank Sinatra recorded, didn't need any padding to get that cool echoey sound. And that's what's so remarkable about the building. And so it's, I think it's really cool. I was like, I would be starstruck to go there. It's a cool place.
I thought it was a perfect date. And obviously we ended up seeing that there were some inner demons that needed to be worked out, and I would have liked to see someone who was a little more excited to be there, because they're walking down the hall and I'm like, oh crap, they're in the Capitol Records building.
Me
this
too.
Is a big deal.
Huge.
Yeah. And then I know Richard Marx isn't the biggest thing right now, but at least it's someone we know, and it's not some rando band playing in front of a crowd that no one's ever heard of, or at least the mainstream has never heard of. And he's sitting there playing a huge record for them right on a grand piano. I mean, that's super cool.
Yeah, I wish it was with someone
besides
who was
Chris.
More, yeah, like more excited or more into it. And I know that he, like, the whole writing on paper was, you know, brought up things for him. But even before they even knew what they were doing, like, he was just kind of like,
blasé.
Oh, yeah, this is cool. Like, why are we here? Type of thing.
What I thought was amazing was how damn good Richard Marx looks. I
mean, and sounds. Yeah.
And sounds. Because a lot of times you see stars that were huge in the 80s and 90s that have had a little too much work done. And I'm talking men or women. And if he's have anything done or whatever he's doing, and we know he's married to Daisy Fuentes.
God bless.
So,
and it gave us the ultimate Us Weekly moment, because it's the stars. They're just like us. They can't sing. So he does this beautiful, you finish the line, and Becca tries to sing, and it's awful. It's like she's never sung a word in her life, even in her car. And I thought, okay, she's just like us.
But it was adorable awful.
Totally.
Sometimes it's awful awful, but hers was adorable.
Yeah, it was cute.
Because she wasn't trying too hard. She was actually having fun with it. It's how I would feel singing next to Richard Marx. Like, so embarrassed, because I can't hold a tune.
Yeah, he was just, I think, terrified of just the whole experience. He just looked so scared to be there. And I get that it's overwhelming, and this is his first one-on-one time with her, and that it can be like that. But I wish it was someone that would have more fun with it.
With the writing.
It ended up being an okay date.
It worked out okay. It just... it's such a waste, because to get to that point, and for her,
such a waste.
For
that's
her
good.
And her relationship with him, cool. They got to talk about his father and go deeper than you probably go in, you know, week three.
Yeah.
But how great would it have been if it was someone, even if you're not musically inclined, but just who appreciated music and wasn't all in your head about, well, I had an issue writing a letter to my father, which is a whole another issue. But just running in and, oh my God, we're at Capitol Records. This is incredible. Richard Marx. Let's do a duet.
There was just none of that.
I think the title of this particular chapter of our episode where we are right now is Such a Waste. I knew that was really perfect, Ryan, that it really was.
It was a waste of a really cool date.
Had such potential, and it just kind of like ended on a fart. Kind of like getting interrupted with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Exactly.
Like, well, there goes my fun.
And maybe it makes sense then that that interrupted that date.
That's what happened.
See, it's all just follow along the chain.
So it is kind of apropos. I think Katie should talk about David.
Oh.
So embarrassed.
This like, is right up your alley for everything that The Bachelor does to make drama out of nothing. I thought of you. Like
this has to be like the top two most embarrassing moment for a contestant ever. Like, it was just, and they, the way that they went, that Chris went to Becca and was like, there's been an altercation.
Like, incident.
And then
somebody has a bloody nose and a broken collarbone.
Because in ICU.
She was probably thinking about it, but I'm sure that she was expecting to hear, like, Jordan or something, because he knows that those two have, you know.
Because that was the first thing she said was, like, who did this? Well, the floor did it.
Like, I can't even, like, that's mortifying for him.
See, here's the thing. It's terrible. And maybe I'm alone in this, but did you not know anybody in college that fell out of their bunk?
I had a little guardrail on the side of my bunk.
Well, now so does he.
I refused to. I was on the top bunk freshman year, and I refused to put the rail on. And I didn't fall out, but watching this, I'm thinking.
Because, you definitely fell out, didn't you?
Oh, no. Well, please. Come on. I don't got no scars up here. But I knew people who did, and I'm thinking, how could you possibly, how is that a thing? But David's face apparently says that it is a thing, and you land on your face.
Apparently, he looks nothing like himself when we see him next week. But...
And we're going to have to listen about karma, and
yeah,
because
but...
Jordan, anyone goes against Jordan is...
I thought where you were going to go with this in terms of the top whatever with the Bachelor franchise was the top ways that Chris Harrison spins a non-issue into a potential this is someone getting their ass beat. Kind of like when Evan with the bloody nose, he had to go to the hospital and we find out
he just actually had a bloody
organically.
Nose.
Organically.
And I had bought into that maybe something had happened until they showed... Jordan sitting on the couch. Because if there was an actual incident, he would be out of that house.
Yeah.
Separate from, even if there any sort of fight, they would not have him still in the house being able to put his legs up. So then I was like, okay, well, clearly it was an accident of some sort.
Is there footage?
Well, just to add to this whole dramatic scene of this week was Lincoln's voiceover was like, he's not going to make it. He's going to die. We're going to lose this guy in the house.
He's laying on the ground, stiff as a board.
Yeah.
So much blood.
I think he honestly said he might not make it.
Yep.
There's
so much blood. I'm just yelling
at him. Make it what? Like...
I don't really think it's all that embarrassing that he fell out of a bunk bed. It happens. I think that it's just ridiculous what they did with that and turned it into a he almost died and who did it. Type of thing.
Especially there, she's able to call him right away.
But it's pretty embarrassing.
Hey, what's going on?
Like, he's not going to hear the end of that for the rest of...
No.
Especially the mental all, and it's just going to be on repeat.
I know, you can get a little gate for $39.95. I bought one for my dog because she sleeps on our bed. Just pop it right up. It's no problem. It keeps you from falling out.
Well, who was it, Jordan? That ended up nailing that... The board, the bed rail.
Yeah, which was, even though he was making fun, was still a very nice show of support.
He should probably
support.
Just switch beds, though.
He probably should.
Yeah, he probably should not.
They should make him go to a lower bunk now, because I could just see him rolling over the railing.
You can't handle the top
he's
bunk.
He's a very active sleeper. I mean, can you be with someone who's, is that active
then he's
sleeper?
Like, oh, well, I'm used to a king-size bed, so I just rolled over and I woke up on the ground.
I don't know how much rolling he's been doing in bed that he could just keep, like, drop and roll. Like, no, stop, drop and roll onto the floor. No, I don't think so.
The final date is our football, serious football game.
But you notice they didn't put them in helmets. They put them in hockey helmets. And as soon as I saw that, I thought, oh, well, they're going to end up doing, you know, like electric football. And they're actually not going to hit each other because they're wearing these little flimsy helmets. Nope, kick off. I mean, that's
wrong
so
sports
dangerous.
Helmet.
It's like the helmets from Leatherheads, like the old-fashioned ones.
Yeah, the only thing I can figure is that was their way to tell them not to hit with your head.
Right.
To try to avoid a concussion. But they were hitting each other with an NFL player on the field.
Right.
Like, no,
he's the one that got hurt.
And by the way, you know, a lot of times, like Colton didn't really play. Like, he's played. He's been like... For the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, he's been an NFL player. Now, he's not a star, but he's been on teams almost every season. Last year, he was hurt. So this is a legit NFL talent.
Wouldn't
he's out there just pushing people aside.
Ryan, would you be crapping your drawers if you were going up against a guy who played in any capacity yep. in the NFL.
Yep.
That had to scare the living daylights of any guy who was going up against him.
It was, I'm shocked that they let him do it. And that's why I think they made him be quarterback, so that he wouldn't run as much. Although, of course, the play he ends up getting hurt on
touchdown.
Is the final play. And it's really the most innocent of the plays, because he shook some people off, but you didn't even see how he could have possibly broken his wrist. It was just so nonchalant when he fell, and then he knew right away, as athletes almost always know. But you see it in football all the time. They just, yep, come over. This is.
But aren't the biggest injuries the most like non-glamorous, unsexy? Like, how'd you break your leg? Well.
Well, and Lincoln was horrible.
Yeah, the poor guy.
I felt bad.
It's okay. It's okay.
But you just have to stand out. It doesn't matter how you stand out.
Yep.
You just have to
but
stand
again,
out.
But again, he was a good sport and stayed with it and didn't just sit out and say, oh, I don't want to do this. He went along with it for as much as he
I love that.
Could stand.
He did. But Clay actually had to leave the show over the wrist.
Right. And it makes sense because
I mean, why though? I thought a wrist injury because
he was going to have surgery. And so they said, well, you can wait and just wear the cast and go through the show, or you're going to have this surgery. And that's his livelihood. And, you know, who knows, especially now that he's getting a little older in NFL terms, especially as sort of a, again, he's a guy, but he's still a fringe guy. He's not a star. So he's got to fight for his spot. To put that off any longer than you have to. You know, they've already started in the last month different team activities and stuff. So if he's going to be on a team, you need to be healthy.
I just think of Big Brother. I don't know if you guys watch it, where there was a contestant Christmas and she was a fitness star and she broke her leg or her ankle and she had surgery, cast, came right back and she came back post surgery and competed when she could and stood out when she couldn't.
Yeah. And well, he also added in, you know, about being away from his family and, you know, that. So not that I don't think that he wasn't into her, but I feel like it was a good time for him to exit. Like, she obviously liked him and saw something with him, but I feel like maybe the feelings weren't
you're right.
being reciprocated. And he was like, all right, this is I'm just going to say I
left.
Have.
Yeah.
I'm going to. I know I need the surgery. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go see my family. This is my time to.
And right as she's saying, oh, finally get to see something with Clay. Well,
not so much.
That. Hold that thought.
But he does seem like the nicest dude.
He does.
But there was never anything there. There wasn't going to be. I'm sorry. He just.
And I really think that that he realized that.
And he said that last week we were talking about him. Like, see, he could be a dark horse or... But
super nice guy.
Super nice.
He's obviously a good-looking dude. He's jacked.
Yeah.
Has made a good living. But...
He tried all those, like cute moves, like playing with Clay and the football, throwing the football.
And he handled it really well. Like, only to go 2 feet out to make sure she could throw
Which
it to him.
I think Garrett was kind of stealing his...
Thunder
with that, because he tried to do a tackling exercise with her last night.
Which didn't.
So
we were left in limbo this time around. Like, who's going to get Clay's rose, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
If anyone.
Well,
very well could just put it in their back pocket.
Yeah, that's right.
It's another to-be-continued cliffhanger. First one of the season.
And we don't know that. I mean, we know that David comes back. But we don't know, does he come back during that rose ceremony? Is it the next cocktail hour? Because I wasn't comparing outfits, so I don't know if it's the same, it's that night.
Does he come back with a splint on his nose? Or?
And then, of course, you know, it's going to be, you know, why'd the chicken cross the road? To fall out of bed! Oh!
He could use...
Well, and they, like, blurred his face out, so it's extra dramatic.
He could use this to its advantage, like many, many contestants have, anytime an injury is involved. To get as much sympathy out of the bachelor or bachelorette as they possibly can. And she's got a good bedside manner. So, you know, he might be able to parlay this into
Well, you can't send him home when he comes back from ICU.
No!
Just like Clay broke his wrist. You can't send him home after breaking his
really
wrist.
You really can't.
So that, you knew he was going to get the rose. And same thing with David. He's not coming back to go home. Are you kidding me?
But who came back in Ari's season only to go home? I mean, it happens. She stuck around for a minute and then went right back home after being up at the lodge in Tahoe.
Right, right. Because she left to go to the funeral.
Exactly.
There you go. But I have a feeling either if Jordan lasts, obviously they're going to find themselves on a two-on-one and that'll be the end of it because they have to have that. And if what they're trying to build at the end of this is Jordan and Colton, because then all of a sudden Jordan's like, I want to talk about the Tia thing. He's like, well, let's... Because Colton's like, yeah, let's talk about it in front of everyone. And then it's like, well, it's Tia. Oh, well, never mind. Let's talk about it in private.
Yeah.
But clearly they're trying to make that a thing. So maybe it ends up being Colton and Jordan on a two-on-one. But Jordan is like the prototypical, this is the person that goes on a two-on-one and gets sent home.
Yep.
Like, this is perfectly scripted for that.
I just hope Becca doesn't get like hurt by Colton again. Just, I mean, a repeat would be awful. And if ABC is setting that up, setting us up for that, for him to decide ultimately that T is who he wants.
As long as he picks her at the end because he's on my team. Looking for that first victory.
Well, since the only person who went home was Clay,
I had Clay.
All right, so.
Clay.
You can see all of our picks and everything up on social media at Bachelor Podcast. I thought the most exciting part of the episode was maybe the interruption and the falling out of bed. So overall, it was kind of an underwhelming.
And I thought Richard Marks was great. That was a fun date, just not the best
person to be on it.
But the second best part was when Becca went from who did this to then being told that he fell out of bed trying not to laugh. That was like, you deserve an Emmy for that performance because she put over her mouth. I'm not going to laugh.
I definitely would have laughed. Like, I wouldn't have been able to hold because he made it so serious.
As soon as he said it, I started laughing. Are you kidding me?
That was an A+ on
Chris Harrison's part.
Chris Harrison.
Nice delivery.
And her for not laughing. Give Becca all the Emmys.
How did he not start cracking up while he was delivering the
information? Well, he had some...
Yeah. You know he read that into the mirror. And it's like, he fell out of... Okay, hold on.
Well, even... I mean, he was still trying not to laugh when he was telling Becca. Like, you could tell that he was holding back. Like, how do you... And he's like, do you want to call him? Like, I happen to have his number right here. And then he was just like.
But you know you've made it big time when Jimmy Kimmel and Conan and everybody else makes fun of you falling out of bed on their shows, which is exactly what happened on Late Night. Guys picked up on it. So David, he's going to have his 15 minutes no matter whether he sticks around or not.
And if the chicken suit doesn't help him get into paradise, this will, because the amount of jokes they can make or sight gags they can do in paradise with him not being able to him having to have an air mattress on the floor or something like that, it's just built for paradise.
He's definitely heading
jokes
to paradise.
Are never ending. So all right, you guys, well I guess we'll have to stick around for next time to find out a little bit more about how she narrows things down. I missed the coming attractions again because my DVR shut off. Is there anything that we need to know about?
You didn't extend it for the summit?
It was too late. I was already... I texted her. And I was already, you know, in class. I couldn't...
They finally leave L.A.
Yes.
And?
Where are they going? I don't even remember.
Salt Lake?
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. So we're starting out exciting.
Salt Lake?
City?
Yep.
Utah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big leaving.
Big drama.
Okay.
And then hopefully...
There wasn't really much... I mean...
Yeah.
They showed David come back but blurred out his face.
As if there's another Salt Lake.
the other one.
The other lake.
That's it.
We were just talking about brain farts and
I'm done.
At least you didn't fall out of a bed.
This is the Bachelor Podcast. You know what? Katie, Ryan, you guys finish up because I'm done.
What's your name again?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.